Well, I was going to say, I have been looking forward to this podcast meeting of the four of us. Like, we were Zooming away on a girls' trip for the weekend. So, I mean, this is just doing so much good to my soul to see your faces and talk and laugh. And so.
Well, hey there. You are listening to the Gateway to Den podcast. This is another Table Talk episode. Today, I have Aaron, Ronnie, and Kara with me on a Zoom call. Please enjoy our efforts to get Aaron, our technologically challenged friend, connected. It's all very professional. Well, this is the first half of our conversation. Hope you enjoy it.
Kelly, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. Where's all your people, Ronnie?
They're in the living room.
Where are you? In your room?
My bedroom, yeah.
Nice. Don't you love that you
can... I was going to go upstairs. What?
That you can be separated.
It's a beautiful thing. Although, just because I'm working all the time, like, it's nice to be at home with them. I'm not feeling the, like, crunch that other people are feeling.
But you don't... You also don't have the crunch of, all right, people, we got to get ready for school.
Okay, it says, please wait. The meeting host will let you in soon.
Okay, here I come. I'm going to mute the phone.
Yeah, yeah, knock at the door.
Okay, Aaron.
Kelly, where are
you? I'm at in my office at home. There's my den.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you, girl.
Uh-huh. Mess.
Okay, it's real life, man. You ought to see what's on the other side of this camera. All the stuff I just threw out of this chair so I could sit in it.
All your laundry?
Huh?
All the laundry?
Oh, yes, girl.
Listen, my bed is covered in clothes right now. I went and folded a bunch of stuff. Okay, Aaron, can you hear us?
Okay, but I can only see you, Kelly. So what do I do now?
Swipe to the right for the gallery view. You too, Ronnie.
I did it.
And you should be able to see.
I did not. Switch to gallery. This is like such an achievement for me.
I'm really, really proud of you. Okay, you can disconnect on your phone now, Aaron.
Okay.
So it begins.
So it begins. I do want you to know that after we got done watching church today, Jeff was like, Kelly needs a raise for it was so good. And I want you to know, I even had a moment where I thought, I want to learn how to splice videos together.
Yeah.
So you're inspiring people. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm trying to make this.
It's magic.
It's a weird angle. It's up the nose.
Well, here is the deal though. Not everything that I'm recording, I'm just going to pull the sound out and publish that. All of the bats in the cave will be hidden from viewers.
That's good.
So have y'all ever been on a podcast before?
Never. I've never even listened to one.
You've never even listened to one?
Why are you surprised, Kelly?
Well, I was kind of thinking maybe something very like Proverbs 31 woman. She had listened to that. Something like that. Something wholesome. I don't really listen to that.
And this is why I haven't even listened to one. I can't even make the computer stand still.
Okay. Are you good?
Pay no attention to me.
Do you have an animal in there with you?
A what?
An animal?
An animal?
Who are you talking to?
You. Oh, yeah. I'm putting you.
Are you using a baby high chair as a prop? Total mom points.
But it won't fit.
Diver mom. Oh, now we're subjects. So we should all turn our computer sideways now so that Aaron looks right.
I need a prop. Ooh, how about a pillow? Okay, I'm almost ready. I thought I was ready at 1:53. I was so proud. I knew it was not going to go well for me.
At 1:53, okay. I was like, I can finish folding these clothes real quick. And I finished it. So they're all still sitting on the bed.
There. None of that happened. Now I'm ready.
Okay, I'll edit all that out. Not really. I'm going to include all of it. So, Ronnie and Kara, have y'all listened to podcasts before?
Yes.
Oh, good. What do y'all listen to?
I actually listen to Gateway. So I listen to a lot of sermons and then like conservative talk radio.
Okay.
Basically all I listen to.
Okay. Very edifying.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Ronnie Ron?
I've listened to Gateways. I listen to like small business, how-to podcast. I've listened to just, I don't know, quite a few different ones.
Girl, I listen to everything. I really started listening to podcasts when, oh, now I can't think of it.
That's how I felt when you asked me. I mean, one.
I have to cheat now. This is the only podcast that I'm on, though, the Gateway one.
I do want to clarify that I have listened to the podcasts when they have been put on by my husband.
Oh, really?
But I have never myself achieved clicking the correct buttons to listen to
them. Well, Erin, honestly, if you ever reply to me in a text message, I'm like, I'm so proud of her.
Baby steps.
I started listening to podcasts because there was like Serial, that when it started. So it's like a true crime podcast and people were just obsessively talking about it. So I was like, I'm gonna check this out. And it was like an installment of a reporter kind of investigating this case where this guy was in jail, and it's completely fascinating. But then I was like, I want more of everything. And I don't listen to true crime as much anymore. I listen to a lot of history stuff, a lot of sermons. I love Andy Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
I love the North Point podcast. I love his leadership podcast. It's fantastic. I highly recommended it for all of you. Like, so good. He just talks about leadership and organizations. Primarily, he's coming from a church standpoint, but truly any leadership capacity. I mean, even like with your children, the way that we lead our families is so, so brilliant, so smart, so good. So I can't say enough about his. But anyway, we're not going to talk about podcasts, other people the whole time. Because I want to talk to y'all. I want to know what's going on with you. What'd y'all do today?
Well, I do want to clarify that when you first said your first podcast was Serial, that I was thinking Lucky Charms.
Right.
Me too.
Cheerios. And then I was like, that's a weird name for a crime podcast.
Right.
And
it like was, came out in series.
It was a couple of sentences in until I realized wrong.
That you think like in words. Do you know what I mean? Jason said something really funny the other day, he was being punny about, he wrote a song about tacos. It's a rap. I was like, sweet. You want me to lay down a sick beat for you? He was like, no. You're not listening to me. It's a rap.
Ding.
Love it. W in it. You think in words, right?
That's so funny. That's like when Brother Steve made the joke about the child who was afraid. And the mom was with him, and then she said, no, I have to go and sleep in the room with daddy. And the child said, he's a big sissy. And it was funny because all of our kids were like, you know, had this look of confusion. And so we had to pause the sermon. And it probably took us about 2 hours to watch the entire
broadcast.
We'd have to explain things, and we all had to go on and, you know, get our Bibles and just a bunch of different things. And so we did that this morning. We obviously all sat together and we watched the broadcast of church and this morning doing that, and obviously lots of changing of diapers already today. And then my husband realized that since they had pre-recorded, he had said that people should still go look for the painted rocks that were hidden along the green line. But
he went on the green line today and ran into Andrew Burns. He was like, he's like, we're looking for rocks. I'm like, oh,
no.
Hang on. He's like, yeah, I just spoke to Jeff.
All gone, all stolen. So we went 2 days ago, I think, to look for them because Jeff had received a lot of messages that people couldn't find the rocks. So we went and looked, and we only found, we found two out of the seven. One, almost all the paint had washed away in the rain. And so we just went ahead and left the one that was painted, and we brought the other one home. So there was only one rock left. So Jeff went online on Facebook and said, sorry, you know, no more rocks, but we're going to be doing something else next week.
But well, then thing, right?
Yes, the egg thing, which is going to be super fun. But then when today on the you know, on the broadcast, he said that you should still go look for him. So he kind of panicked. So they're at the park right now, hiding more gems for people to look for.
That's what your family is doing?
That's what they're doing right now.
Does he have all five kids with him?
All five kids hiding. They are circular pieces, like cut tree limb that they painted and wrote Four Tipton on. And so we ran out of rocks. So now we're hiding tree discs.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So fun. What have you been doing, Ronnie?
This morning was kind of a heavy morning for us. We got up and ate breakfast as a family, like cooked bacon and eggs. We watched the podcast, but after the podcast, we had to tell the kids that Jason's grandfather passed away last night. And so that was kind of a heavy morning. So lots of tears, lots of lovings, lots of consoling. But everybody knows that he's with the Lord and he's not hurting. He's not scared anymore. He had Alzheimer's and he was in and out of reality. So he was scared, but now he's not hurting or scared. And he went to sleep and woke up with Jesus. So couldn't be any better than that.
Right. Yeah. Right. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Well, how's Marsha?
I haven't gotten to talk to her a whole lot. I mean, she's good. She's sad, but everybody's kind of in the same boat of, you know, knowing that he's okay. He would have dreams of just, he would wake up scared thinking somebody was going to get him and, right, you know, we're just thankful that he's with the Lord and he's not afraid. He's not scared. He's not hurting. He's not sick. So.
Yeah.
Well, I got the message about 1:30 because our phones do something weird, like our group message thing. It's ever since really everybody, all this quarantine, stay at home stuff started happening, immediately technology was like,
right.
We're not going to be reliable at all. So,
hello.
Cool. Well, I didn't get to reply to Jason. What's the plan for the funeral?
We don't know. It's going to be kind of odd because of all this stuff, and you can only have 10 people at a funeral. And I don't know who all that includes if you have to count the people at the funeral home, because if you do, that means even less people can be there. So I don't know. We just have to figure it out.
Somebody's getting a knock on the door?
It's me. It's the neighborhood kids. Hold on.
Okay. My text messages keep going off
okay.
on my computer. How do I stop that dinging?
Up in the upper right-hand corner, click do not, are you on a Mac?
Yeah.
Click do not disturb. In the, I don't even know what to tell you. Hold on, yeah, we're going to hack this. Are you ready? Hold on, my computer has to die. Okay, can you see my screen?
Uh-huh.
Okay, see up here, can you see this? The little menu button?
Yeah.
When you click on that, does Do Not Disturb come up there? The second one is Do Not Disturb.
Notifications.
Yes.
Oh, Do Not Disturb, okay.
Your computer looks like the control panel for a spaceship.
It does. Definitely right now, it's pretty calm right now because this is just the Zoom. And then some notes. Mm-mm. I can ask y'all some good questions.
That raises the anxiety level two notches.
What does?
Your computer screen.
No, if I were to open, listen. So this broadcast this morning was the longest movie I've ever made, right? It was like over an hour long, an hour and 1 minute and 38 seconds, if anybody's counting. And so like there was a few times because I got everybody's pieces like one at a time, you know, and I would go in to open it, and sometimes the file wouldn't render properly. And there was one part Friday, where I turned it on, I thought I had lost everything that I had worked on. So like 24 hours basically of work on. And I was like, why isn't it working? It was because my external hard drive wasn't plugged in properly.
Glad you didn't lose it all, because that's so frustrating.
I was like, Lord, I cannot do this again. Because like all the videos for the countdowns and stuff, I'd had all those in there. You know what part I was adding? Jeff and Micaiah and Titus, their amazingness.
I wish that you could have been here for this. You guys, it was so funny. It was probably, there were probably at least 50 little, you know, 10 second snippets, no countdown again, take 72. Yes. I told Jeff, we need a blooper reel. It was so funny. And it got to where it was 9 o'clock at night because, I mean, the kids got the giggles. They just could not do it. And Jeff was just determined to finish. Well, they were like, we're so tired. And we were like, just smile. And we got to finish, you know. And poor Micaiah, her eyes were so tired. She could tell she was blinking her eyes a lot. They just wanted to go to bed. And then poor Jeff, he kept saying the same sentence over and over again because we kept starting. And so eventually it kind of got mixed around in his head. And so then he was saying it, but it didn't make sense the way he was saying it. And we got so tickled. We were rolling around on the floor upstairs. And then when we got all done, we just went back and watched all the bloopers. It was great.
I love a blooper reel. Look, when all this stuff settles down and I have time, I'm going to put a blooper reel together because Jay said something. I'll have to tell y'all about it off the podcast when we're not recording, because it is so funny, you guys. Okay, I'm just going to tell you. He's sitting at the piano, and he says something about, it's kind of like Waffle House. We're scattered, but covered. And when he said covered, I was like, oh, covered by the Holy Spirit, you know, covered by the blood of Jesus. And he goes, and smothered. And all of this family comes in. So good.
Oh, fun. Well, you did a great job. I thought it was amazing. It really was.
Well, I am so proud of our guys. Man, they just have worked so hard to figure out what ministry looks like right now, you know, and meet needs. And I told them I have had more gospel conversations though in the past 3 weeks than I've had all of 2020. Just doors open everywhere with people talking about it, talking about fear, talking about unknown future, past church hurt, you know, and because people are, I guess, getting access, you know, that they never really had before, and they're searching, you know. That's been really fun. Well, Karen, what have you done today?
I watched your guys' church service, and then I watched my parents' church service, and then after this, I'm going to go watch my church service. So it's just nice and busy, and then I'll probably go work out. My parents and I have been going on walks every day. We watched The Hobbit last night, so we're going to, I think, watch The Hobbit number 2 today.
Strong. These are big plans.
Yeah.
What's the weather like there?
It's warm now, thank goodness. It was like,
what is warm?
It's like 60s and 70s.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, and because my first week of spring break, it was really cold and rainy, and
like it's just been raining constantly here.
Yeah,
we've had a few days of sunshine, so I'm pretty great.
I need to get used to that weather though. I'm going to live there.
Mm-hmm. Yay! That's the best news I've heard.
I know. We need to find a house. So.
What about Connor's little house? Is he going to sell that?
Yeah, he's going to sell his, and I'm going to sell mine here.
Several houses available in our neighborhood.
Are you guys in is it called Blades?
No, we live.
She's in Brighton.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in Brighton.
Nice. Yeah. We just need to find something. So, but I need to sell, we need to sell our places before we do all of that. So
I got a little wedding invitation in the mail.
I know.
I opened it up and I was like, oh, look at this.
I know. It was so fun. I hope we can still have it on time.
Right? Well, maybe you still can and then have a party later, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if anything, we could even just have maybe a, I don't know, little reception in Tennessee if you guys can't make it.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Because we need to shower you with gifts as well.
Oh, you guys are sweet.
Well, we are so excited to have you officially part of the family.
Me too. I know. I just wish it was tomorrow.
Right? Waiting is hard.
It is.
I feel like that's all we're doing right now. Just waiting, waiting.
Yeah. It's been nice to slow down though. And I don't know, really just relax. It's been my spring break, so I've kind of just was planning on relaxing anyway, but you know, for the future, I don't really know what that looks like for school, so.
But you'll find out tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have 3 meetings tomorrow online. Not Zoom, we're doing Google Hangout, but.
Okay, well, I don't have anything against Google Hangout. I've just never tried it.
Well, yeah, and that's, our district is all like through Google Chrome, so.
Okay. We did a Zoom Hangout. We've done a couple this week with sort of like our extended family. Mm-hmm. And I realized Friday night we were all together. Was it Friday night? The days are running together a little bit. Yeah, we were all together. And I was just thinking, usually we're together at the lake at my dad's lake house. Mm-hmm. But I figured out that it's the people that make it feel like home. It's not really the place, you know. The place is nice, you know, being able to be together there, but I think just being together, I just did something for my soul. I was like, look at, and of course most of the time was spent, Aaron, it took some people a lot longer than you to get technology.
Yay, that makes me feel so much better. Well, I was gonna say, I have been looking forward to this mm-hmm. podcast meeting of the four of us. Like, we were zooming away on a girls' trip for the weekend. So, I mean, this is just doing so much good to my soul to see your faces and talk and laugh. And so, I'm a little bit giddy.
Of laughing. Do y'all have any funny quarantine stay-at-home stories yet? Ronnie, I have one about your family.
Oh, great. Y'all, I have one that this guy told me. It's a real story, but we were in. One thing I've noticed is that it's so easy to have conversations now wherever you go. Kind of like it was back on 9/11. Just
yes.
Everybody's kind of hurting. Everybody's a little scared. Nobody has all the answers. And I don't know, just leaves dialogue open. And so this guy and I are in like the Dollar Tree, and we're like, we end up on the same aisles over and over again. And finally I heard him say, aloe, aloe. He's like looking on the shelves. And I said, did you just say aloe? And he said, yeah. And I said, I'm looking for aloe too. So if you find it, holler at me. And if I find it, I'll holler at you. So we just kind of laughed and went on. And he ended up like one person in front of me with his family while we were checking out. And he said, I have to tell you a funny story. And I said, what? He said, on my lunch break, you know, everybody's hoarding this toilet paper. And he said, on my lunch break, we went, and they had to have gone to some convenience store. And he said, my coworker said, hey, watch this, like elbowed him. And there was a lady that had like this huge thing of toilet paper and multiple things. And the guy grabs the toilet paper and pulls it up. And he said, made in China. And the lady put the toilet paper back on the shelf and left.
Stop it.
I was like, I mean, I guess that's one way to get your toilet paper.
He's like, it's mine now, sucker.
Right. Right.
That's perfect. Here's my story about your family, Ronnie. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
One day I was at the Mumford campus with J-Rod passing out food, right?
Yeah.
So we were doing our social distance thing. Like, I'm over here at the Next Steps desk, like sitting on the little thing there with my computer. And he's like at the table looking out the door to see people, you know, pull in. Well, so The phone rings and he talks for a minute and he goes, no, you know, and he just says that a bunch. And so I figured out pretty quickly he was talking to the to one of the boys, right? So then he gets on his phone and he's looking at the nanny cam. And one of them was sitting in the chair, but had to go to the bathroom very bad. And the other one wanted the chair. That's what he's looking down to. He goes, he just needs to go pee. He's about to die because he's going to burst, but he doesn't want to give up the chair. So then one of the boys calls him on the phone. He's like, nope. And he's like, I'm not playing referee. I'm not doing it. He goes, and look, now they're going to call their mom. I was like, she is busy. What is it? What? He's like, oh, she just won't answer.
Ignore all the time. All the time. Ignore. I got a text the other day. It says, Joshua took my seat. And
that's what it was about.
I sent an emoji back with my, like the, you know, with the hand on the face.
Yes.
And somebody texted me back and said, I don't know what that means. I didn't answer. They'll figure it out.
Y'all had a lot of ER visits lately, Ronnie.
What'd you say again?
ER visits?
Oh my gosh, y'all. I feel like I'm paying to keep LaBonner's doors open. She comes in. Well, if you don't know, Jacob broke his arm. And then he got hit in the face with a hatchet.
Oh, no.
With a hatchet.
What?
With a hatchet.
With a hatchet. You know, just a day in the life of a Rogers boy. And then he decides he's going to slam dunk on the basketball goal. So he runs and he jumps. This is all Jacob because he's only like 3 feet tall. Grabs it. He goes up with it, comes down with it, and it busts him right in the forehead.
I mean,
like here.
Gashed. 7 stitches
later.
How many?
Seven.
It was so split. His head was, his forehead into his scalp was just split open.
So we go into LaBonner and they come in and they're like, so your deductible is, I mean, your copay for the ER is $350. How would you like to pay for that? And I said, you can just add it to my payroll deduction. You only get $50 every pay period. That's all mm-hmm. you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
When Jason told us the story about him riding the basketball goal up, I think Jeff about slid out of his seat because he was so tickled.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we were rollerblading to the neighborhood yesterday, and Micaiah is determined to learn how to be going forward at 100 miles an hour and then jump and land so that she continues going 100 miles an hour but backwards. And so Jeff was trying to, like, coach her, and I was like, I don't think that this is probably the best time for broken bones. I don't really want to be in any hospital if I don't have to be. So I said, let's postpone trick jumping until post-pandemic.
So let me tell you, the ER has been like crickets. Now would be the great time to go in.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Even on Medical Monday.
What's that?
Medical Monday. We learned about that when we took my mom to the emergency room.
Yeah.
And where she was kind of starting to get sick, showing signs of losing her mind, and we said dementia, but the doctors say that's an actual diagnosis and that's not what she had, but I don't know what else to call it.
Right.
Acute mental something. Anyway, so we're in the waiting room and it's, I mean, all of us, me, my sister, my daughter, my husband, my dad, and my mom. One patient, five people with her, right? I mean, we were like the little clown people, like, oh, zipping out and getting her in the wheelchair and bringing her in and signing her in and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we're sitting there and we decided to go to Methodist University because my sister's like, I love the people there. She's worked with them. That's where we took daddy when he had a stroke. They did great, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's like far, far from where I live, far from where they live, but Brittany's like, this is where we're going. So there's people everywhere. Well, we've been sitting there about 35 minutes and we hear this woman from down the hall just hollering, oh, and I mean, she's just carrying on and it gets louder. So I'm like, she's coming closer. So I see the security guard like this in the ER. She gets up with a big old attitude, walks around the corner and looks and goes, and then comes back around and sits down. So I'm like, what is this? What am I fixing to see coming around the corner? Because by the sound of it, I'm thinking, like, surely she's got an open head wound, right? So she comes around the corner and she shuffles up to the desk. The whole time she's just moaning and carrying on and stuff. So the lady behind the counter goes, girl, that ain't gonna get you seen any faster. And I was like, oh. She sits down and this woman, I hand to the heavens, I'm not lying to you. She goes, girl, what's the matter with you? The whole emergency room was crying with laughter. Girl, what's the matter with you? I did not know that people come to hospitals and yell like that. This was a new experience for me. I guess you see that a lot.
Yes, we do.
People yell. But y'all have, oh, Ronnie's having issues.
I'm trying to plug it back in.
Have I ever told you the story of when I went to the emergency room in Bogota, Colombia?
Oh, my word.
It reminds me of that, basically.
Was it? I mean, Bogota is a big city.
Big city. Had my daughter in Bogota, Colombia. And when she was 5 weeks old, it was the night before we were to return back to where we were missionaries in Leticia, Colombia. And we'd been gone for several months. We had to fly there a few months before her birth, and then we were there 5 weeks after. So the night before we're going to leave, I'm cleaning up dinner, and we had fried chicken. So I was going to pour the grease into a can. So I reached into the trash can to get out a can to pour the grease in, and I cut my finger on the side of the can. And I knew it. And I was like, oh, cut my finger. Pull it out of the trash can, and blood is pulsing, like every time my heart beats, blood is squirting out across the window. As much as I don't do technology, I definitely do not have blood, bone, anything like that. No. So I start screaming for Jeff. So Jeff comes running down. He has Micaiah. She's 5 weeks old. Blood is shooting. I'm like shooting it all over the kitchen. So he's like, wrap it up. So I wrap it up and he yells for Jace. Jace is 5 years old. So Jace runs down. He's sitting there. We give the five-year-old the five-week-old baby. So he's holding the five-week-old baby. And Jeff is wrapping my hand and I'm like, are they going to have to cut it off? Just hold it up. So I'm walking around, squeezing my finger as hard as I can with my hand above my head. And he's like, okay, I'm going to call these missionary friends and they're going to bring their car. And then anyway, we organized someone to watch the kids. And I leave the five-week-old nursing baby with the friends to go to the emergency room. So we get there. And by the time we get there, my hand is wrapped and it's soaked through with blood. So we walk into the emergency room. And I'm like, it looks so bad and all bloody. And, you know, I'm being so dramatic and hyperventilating. And so we go to the front. And it's really funny because Colombians, I mean, they're just not overly expressive. And so there's probably people in there that actually had severed limbs. And they were sitting quietly and patiently. So we go to the front and I'm like, So Jeff has me sit and he's trying to fill out all the paperwork and he looks back and he said, it looks like you were waiting for your turn to go out for The Voice, you know, like you were praying and rocking. And anyway, so they finally take me to where they like check it out and the lady unwinds it. Like, I'm sure she's expecting that like three of my fingers are missing, and she undoes it and it's this tiny little cut. She looks at it and she said, that's it. That's small. And so she totally shames me for being dramatic. And then they take me back to like start working on it. And I nervous talk when I'm in the hospital. Does anyone else do that? Like,
I nervous totally talk all the time. I'm like, oh, quiet. We gotta fill the space with words.
Especially if I have to get a shot or an IV. I mean, the words are just pouring out. So here I'm trying to nervous talk in Spanish, which is a total fail. And I get across to them that, like, I say, you never believe that I've had three children and I have this tiny cut and I'm like freaking out. But it was because of all the blood coming out. And the person working on me said, you have had three children. And it really hurt. I had to have stitches. And then we had to delay our return to Leticia for several weeks because I had to see a hand surgeon to be sure that nothing permanent had been nicked or damaged.
And how did I'll never forget. I got stuck in Bogota even longer.
Even longer. Poor Jeff. I'll never forget his face. He was so, we had been there for months. And it was the night before we were going to return. And he was
This changes everything.
Very sad. But we got a really great story out of it because it was high drama. So anyway, but I still have all my fingers.
So is Jeff pretty calm in a, like a, an emergency like that?
Yes, unless you wake him from sleep, because we did have someone try to break into our apartment when we were in Leticia. I don't know if you remember that. And I was 5 months pregnant with Micaiah.
Was this, of course, the Mormons?
This, we lived next door to the Mormons.
Okay.
And the, so of course I am paranoid. So I had barricaded, like I had set booby traps and like barricaded every door and window, which Jeff always like mercilessly teases me for, but once in a thousand times it's paid off. And so that's all that, that matters. Right. So I had barricaded our, I don't know, this sliding window, and I had put a little piece of rebar in there because it didn't have a lock. And there was a young boy trying to get in that window and sneak into our apartment at night. And but every time he moved the window, it would clink that rebar. So the clinking woke me up, and I got up and I pulled back the bedroom curtain, and he was standing right outside. And so, you know, you look out the window, but you never think someone's going to be there. And so I said, I'm here, I am, I'm 5 months pregnant with Micaiah. And I tell, and so I'm like, Jeff, there's actually somebody out here. There's, so Jeff wakes up from dead sleep. And we always laugh that he came out of the bed like a roaring lion. If he hit that glass window, I'm surprised he didn't shatter it. And so, and he's screaming. So the boy jumps down and runs away, and the police come, and it was high drama. And they were like, well, what did he look like? We were like, Colombian? I don't know. I mean, and I'm not sure, you know? And we said, but he probably soiled himself when Jeff yelled on the wind, in the, on the, hitting the window, because it was, I mean, he screamed at the top of his lungs. It scared me because Jeff is so calm and good in situations, but waking, because he said, when I said that, he thought that he was inside the house.
Oh, he was like, I'm coming at you.
So that was kind of crazy. And it was funny because later the neighbors, they were like, oh, we just thought it was a domestic dispute. And we were like, from the resident missionaries, just a domestic dispute going on.
They're like, we're just ignoring it. I want to hear more about this Kevin McAllister barricades that you put up in your house.
Well, I don't typically do it here. There, I did any kind of thing, any chair, broom, you know, the Christmas ornaments by the window in case.
Hot iron coming down.
Exactly. Our chairs around our kitchen table, they have some like lattice, metal lattice work. So they fit perfectly around the knob of the back door. Mm-hmm. So if I'm feeling particularly exposed, we might have to slide one of the doors up, but you know.
Right.
But I'm pretty good about making sure the doors are locked. I always double check. But what's kind of gotten
just the double new check?
I'm sorry.
It's just double check. It's not triple check.
Sometimes it's triple check, and here's why. My children now, like sometimes they'll run out at night and grab, put a shoe or whatever, and then they come in and they don't lock the door. So how do you get the kids to understand? I mean, I have told them, look, people, we cannot go to bed with the doors open. And sometimes I go to bed, I'm not the last one. So I can only check, but if I go to bed, they're on their own. So I usually make an announcement. I'm going to bed, all the doors are locked. If you open a door, lock it back. But do people always do this?
I think not.
For sure. I think not.
Mm-mm. Well, we are very dependent on Amazon, and so we get a lot of deliveries. And I don't care how many times I've asked them. I'm going to ask them again. Did you lock the door after you brought that in? I know I drive my family crazy. I'm like, you sure you locked it? Will you just check? I'm going to check. We have like a doorbell, like the video camera doorbell. And I still don't feel secure always. I'm still like.
You do? Is that so much fun? Have you had any funny things happen with that?
It is a lot of fun because we travel a lot. Like, we'll go to my sister's or go to my dad's and that kind of thing. And we have people who like check on our dogs for us. And I can talk to them through the video. So I like to eavesdrop on people or watch them. And Michelle, my friend Michelle and her daughter Sarah. And Sarah has Downs. And they love coming to play with the dogs, especially Sarah. But Michelle will keep up like a running narration of her life to Sarah. She's like, okay, we're going to unlock this door. Now we're going to unlock this door. Okay, we're going to go see the dogs. And like, I just listen to her and I love that because it's so very like Michelle, you know, of her. And Sarah's like, yeah, I just want to go see Bailey. Yeah. You know, she's just like, come on. And then she'll go, come on, I'm tired. Or like if she's got to go to the bathroom or something, Sarah will be out there hopping on her feet, waiting on Michelle to get, hold on, I got to figure it out. I'm going to have, you know, use the code to get in, you know, that kind of thing. So that's pretty fun. And we scared Joseph Jarvis stayed at our house for a while, one extended time we were gone, and kept the dogs and stuff for us. And so every time he would deliver pizza, we would get on the Ring doorbell and talk to him. We'd be like, what are you ordering? What's on that pizza?
He was so fun.
Ellie, did you're out? You have a, what do you have? An Alexa?
Me?
Yeah.
I have an Alexa. Yeah. Which I love, my Alexa. So, Jeopardy.
So when we had the Christmas party there, the one where Mr. Aubrey got the little egg thing.
Uh-huh. He was so proud of that egg thing.
Huh?
He was so proud of that egg thing.
I know. Did yours have any alarms or anything that night?
No. Jason asked me about that. I was like, she knew you were up to something nefarious. She did not sabotage us.
So everybody's like mingling and talking and moving around. And I look over at Jason and he's by Kelly's table. And he's like talking to Alexa. What he says is, hey, Alexa, play horror movie sounds at 2 a.m. So he was so giddy to wake up the next morning, and then he was sad. Like, he wanted to be ready for Kelly.
I feel like, Ronnie, we need to think of something really good to get Jason, something public and on video, because of all of his attacks on Marsha.
You know what? He sent me something this week, because, I mean, we're kind of addicted to our phones, and he said, listen, this game is on no matter what. And so what it is, it's like videos of couples who, when they're on their phones, they'll do something to scare the other person and say like, get off your phone. So he bought an air horn. I just texted him back and said, okay, game on. Well, he already has an air horn and I cannot wait, because he is notorious for staying up and reading like page after page. And then this search leads to that search, and he's reading and reading because his brain won't turn off. I cannot wait to have something in my pillow and record it.
Yeah. Get him. Listen, that's what the world needs now.
That's right.
It is Jason to be scared because, but I will tell you, I love the videos of him scaring his mother. Like this I probably watched it 87 times. I'm not exaggerating. When I say
the same way. Every time, and it's completely genuine.
I mean, she just like screams and gets mad and screams again. It's so good. Oh, my Marsha, I am so sorry for your heart, but it is good entertainment. Have you seen it, Erin?
No, have I seen it?
Please.
Okay, Jeff, to show you on Facebook.
He has got several.
Erin, I'm sure you're picking up that I'm just kind of off the technological grid. I communicate by Pigeon Carrier and Pony Express.
Mm-hmm. Smoke signals.
Nothing wrong with that.
Signals, exactly. The Batman signal in the sky at night.
Mm-hmm. You'll answer like that call. Well, exactly. Then you get out of your comfort zone and you come and you do a video conference call so you can be on our podcast.
I know. And what I've noticed is that we all started like 13 feet from the camera, and now we're all like
hey. Gobbling up the words. Yeah. Gobbling them up.
But Kara, I've been looking at your last name mm-hmm. on here. Say your last name for me.
Kochenberger.
I love that. My maiden name before I married Jeff was Oschlager, and German. Is Kochenberger?
Kochenberger's German too.
So, and so got me. I thought, you know, I was cutting the amount of letters in half, but still equally complex. Maybe not equally, but people definitely still mess it up all the time.
Well, and that's because of the Gwatney family that's local, the car dealers.
And there's a Bacon.
Is there?
There's a Bacon, like Gwaltney or something, which I think we should get 50% off the Bacon and the car.
You should.
For sure. Ronnie, what's your maiden name? I know this. Yates, right?
Yates.
Speaking of Yates, I got to see Cassie this week.
Yeah.
She is looking, y'all look more and more alike every time I see you.
No, bless her heart. I'm sorry.
No, I'm like, it's two people I love that look just alike.
So people are always like, you see that moment, like when they realize you remind me of somebody. Oh my gosh, Cassie's your sister, isn't she? I had somebody, we were at the Thornton's pool, and a girl, she's probably 16, swam over to me and she said, I feel like I know you from somewhere. You look like somebody I know. And I was like, okay. Like, I don't really know what to say to that.
You're like, do you get a gateway?
Right. And then I said, I asked, like, you know, you always try to, like, figure out how they know you or whatever. Well, do you go to church here? Do you do this? Did you ever blah, blah, blah? She goes, oh, my gosh, you're Cassie's sister. That's why I know you. I don't know you. I just know Cassie.
I mean, y'all sound alike and look alike.
Yeah. You know. When we're together, we laugh because even like correcting my kids, like we'll say like, stop. And we'll both have our finger up, both say stop and both be pointing at the same kid. Like all the time. Like,
was your mom or daddy? Did your mom or daddy do that?
Oh, I mean, we do all kind of stuff, but I mean, not necessarily like we'll just end up saying the same thing at the same time or wearing the same things to church.
Oh, Abby and I do that all the time. I look at her like, you're wearing a sweater, a cardigan, and a t-shirt, and a skirt? That is what I'm wearing. It's like a uniform, though. And if I'm with my sister and my daughter at the same time, there's no hope I will get anybody's name right.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I steadily will call my daughter Brandy. And I am a little surprised that the Lord did that. Gave me a daughter that looks just like my sister. I'm like... Well, what's some things y'all had to cancel or change because of all this?
Well, the babies turned one on Sunday, and that was super fun. But we had been planning a little shindig for them, but thankfully, in my overwhelmed state of life, I had not yet sent out any invites, so I did not have to retract. And actually, it was kind of nice. We ended up just being here and doing a photo shoot with them and having smearing cake all over them, and it was fun.
Gosh, I can't believe they're already a year old.
I know, can you believe it? But you're making so progress.
Lippin' cute. I saw the pictures. It's too much. It's too much cuteness.
Too much cuteness.
It is. I just look at them and look, Jeff had them the other day. I don't know what he was doing. I guess this is the last time we were at church together, which was years ago, it seems. In reality, it was only 3 weeks. But he was getting them tickled about something. And they, when they laugh, that big, open, no teeth smile, it melts your entire heart.
I know. They're so sweet. They're such good, really easy babies for the most part. And so we are blessed in that.
Happy.
But just that, and then obviously, Kara, you know about this, but school, you know, because I'm a teacher too, and so school kind of being on hold and kind of figuring that out. But other than that, we have just really tried to enjoy slowing down and kind of taking a minute and reprioritizing and assessing life, because we're always zooming along at 1,000 miles per hour. And we've accomplished like 3 things on our list and added like 17,000 more things. Oh, yeah. But We're rejoicing in the three that we've done. But what about you guys?
Ronnie, do you want to go?
No, you can go ahead. I'll go next.
Well, my last day of school was the 13th, Friday the 13th, which was awesome. And then Saturday, the 14th, I got my wedding dress. So I'm very thankful cancel that.
I know. Oh, sorry.
So crazy. I just need to keep working out so I could fit into it.
Stop it.
And, well, we'll see. It's so pretty, though. And then that next Thursday, I was supposed to go to Florida. And then I was actually supposed to be with you guys this last week. I was supposed to be in Tennessee all week. So I did have to cancel that, which was a bummer.
How much are flights right now?
Round trip. Connor was looking. From Memphis to Denver, it was like $70.
Shut it.
Wow. Yeah.
But trip. I don't know if it's safe to fly.
No, for sure, though.
I don't know if, yeah, we'll see. I'm hoping, because I don't know when I'm going to see him again. So I'm hoping maybe if school is canceled long term, like for the rest of the school year, I could head out there for a week or two to
spend some time. Because you can totally teach school online from Tennessee.
That would be nice. I just don't know if, you know, they would approve of that. So we'll see.
Is that what it's looking like going to online?
Well, we're canceled until the 17th. But our governor said that it looks like it's going to be canceled for the rest of the school year. So I don't know. I'm really anxious to see what my principal says tomorrow and Tuesday in all of our meetings. So
what do you want to happen?
Well, I would love school to be just online the rest of the school year so I could come and spend some time in Tennessee.
That's what we want too, selfishly.
I know. But, you know, I still need to go and like pack up my apartment, and it would be sad like leaving Glenwood and not being able to say goodbye and spend like some extra time with people that I was expecting to spend like two or three extra months with. But you know, if I don't have to be here, then it'd be nice to be with you guys. But
yes, we want you here.
Yeah. So we'll see. It really is like a day by day kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for listening. The next part of our conversation will be released later this week. As always, for more information about Gateway, visit gatewaytipton.com.